Amen. Today in the church, it is still Easter. It is the sixth Sunday of the Easter season. But it's another day, right? We know this from Hallmark and everything we've seen around. It's Mother's Day. And so, happy Mother's Day for all of you who have a mother, who are a mother. It has been, it is always a mixed bag this day. It is a day of both blessing and difficulty for people. It is interesting to me that we have this day assigned to us. We are sort of compelled by the florist and the card shops to do something that God told us to do in the first place, honor our fathers and mothers. But that's not always an easy thing, and it's not always easy to be the father or mother either. Anne Lamott, who is a very, she's a theologian and a writer, and she just says what's on her mind. She said this. She said, "I hate the way this holiday makes all non-mothers and the daughters of dead mothers and the mothers of dead or severely damaged children feel the deepest kind of grief and failure. The non-mothers must sit in their churches and temples and mosques and pretend to feel good about the day while they are excluded from a holiday that benefits no one but Hallmark and sees candies." And so for those of us who have gathered this day with hearts that are broken or breaking, with hearts that are healing or whole, may God's rich mercies be peace and balm. This year in particular, my heart has found a dwelling place with those who grieve for their mothers on this day. For our own Katie in the office and her siblings, for our caretaker, Jindak, and her siblings, and for my mother, it is their first Mother's Day without their mothers. One of my favorite photos of my grandmother was taken on her 80th birthday. She's seated alone on an outdoor bench with her hand resting on the vacant seat beside her. And with the ear of my heart, I can hear her invitation. "Come and sit here with me for a while." It was an invitation she offered often to me and later to my own children. I knew that it meant that we would have time just for us to talk about what was on our minds, or maybe we would read a book together, or maybe we would tell tall tales. "Come and sit here with me for a while." In our reading from John's Gospel today, Jesus invites his followers to abide in his love. The word that Jesus speaks as abide means to tarry for a while, or to sojourn with them, or to rest there for a while. It is an invitation to come and sit with Jesus for a while. And not just to sit with no purpose, not just to visit for a few minutes, but to dwell and tarry and rest in love. The writer of John's Gospel says that the sign that we are abiding in God's love, that we are abiding in Christ, the sign that we are walking with him and tarrying with him, that we are resting and lodging with him, that sign is love. The entire arc of John's writing moves us toward this commandment that we love one another as Christ has loved us. Love is what underlies everything that Jesus does and everything that Jesus teaches and everything that Jesus died for. Love not just for us, but for all people and for all creation. Love for the beautiful and love for the broken. Love for the easy to love and love for those who are not so easy to love. Love for the insiders and the outsiders. Jesus especially loved the outsiders. He chose them every single time. He chose them to eat with and talk with and use as examples of how everyone is to be in the world. And we insiders forget this. We forget, as Heidi was talking about the Gentiles this morning, that the Gentiles were the outsiders. But Jesus chose the outsiders as a reminder to us of how wide and deep his love is, a love that becomes a sign of our life in Christ. So in that reading from Acts today, Peter is speaking to the outsiders. Peter and the other insiders, we're told, were astonished that the outsiders had received the gift of the Holy Spirit. It had been poured out even on the Gentiles. And yet for some unimaginable reason, the story says that the Holy Spirit fell on them too. And Peter responds with this significant question. Can anyone withhold the waters of baptism? For these people have received the Holy Spirit just as we have. The love of Jesus, the love of the gospel, is radically inclusive. And that is good news for everyone. Something that might be helpful to us as we think about abiding in love is to recognize and understand the difference between love as a feeling and love as an action. Because let's face it, love as a feeling is arbitrary. We mothers love our children all the time. Am I right? Okay, moms. Yes, we love them all the time, right? Is it easy to feel that way every single day? No. See, everyone is not in it, not really. I'm sure that this was true for my mother, especially when I was a teenager. Love as a feeling is arbitrary. It comes and it goes. A survey of couples who were married for longer than 50 years yielded many stories of navigating through tough times because when those warm and fuzzy feelings disappeared, when they were overcome by life's realities, these couples remembered to love in action, to treat one another with respect, to show love in what they did, as well as in what they said. And this is something of what Jesus was saying to his followers that day, and to us. That the love we show to one another is known in laying down one's life for one's friends. And in the case of Jesus, this was a literal giving over of his life. He literally died for us. But for us to lay down our lives means to lay them aside. It means to consider the other person, to consider our friends and neighbors, and to set aside our needs and desires on their behalf. Just to put ourselves in their shoes for a little while and to imagine what they are feeling. Jesus goes on to say that we are his friends because we understand why he does what he does. We understand why he showed a preference for the outcast and the stranger and the hungry and the poor and the widow and the orphan. Because of that, because we understand what Jesus said, we lay aside our lives for them as well. You know, it's one thing to lay aside my life for someone that I love, for my spouse or my children or my mother. But it's another thing entirely to take what matters so deeply to us, those things we cling to, whether it makes sense to cling to them or not, and to put those things aside, to lay them down for another person, for those that Jesus calls us to love and care for as he loved and cared for them. And so in that case, abiding in love, sojourning with Christ, means that we love in speech and in action, that we work for justice for all people, that we feed the hungry, that we clothe the naked, that we provide homes for the homeless, that we lay down our lives, and we abide in the love of Christ. Now, this isn't how the world has called us to love. Hallmark doesn't call us to sacrificial love out of anyone besides our own circle. The last time I checked, there are no greeting cards or holidays that are work on behalf of the oppressed day. And so society shapes us to love those that we are already programmed to love. But the gospel shapes us and calls us to the hard work of Jesus' love. Now, I have to tell you that there are days when I just want to go with the easy love, because that's the easy thing to do. It doesn't require a lot of me. We might think that this gospel call is unfair, that it's too hard, that it asks too much of us. We might wonder why Jesus couldn't just call us to easy love all the time, love that's just between us. It's so easy to love you all. Why involve the outsiders? Why send us out among the oppressed and the hungry and the homeless? Why are they our concern? Well, they are concerned because Jesus says that they are. And Jesus doesn't just say it so that we will come away with nothing. Biblical scholars say that the key verse to the gospel text today is verse 11. I've said these things to you so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy, our joy may be complete. Our joy in the Lord comes from abiding in active love. It comes from being so drawn to the love of God in Christ Jesus that in our carrying, in our walking with Him, we are strengthened and sent out for the work that will bring us the most joy, even as we serve others. That is what we were called and created for. And so on this day, when we celebrate love in all of its forms, I want you to imagine for a moment sitting beside Jesus as we might sit beside a beloved grandmother or mother or friend, and hearing Him say this to us. Hearing Him call us by name as He called us in baptism, and saying, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. What will we do next? Amen.